When 51 inches of rain falls in an area in 1 month, well, it's likely there are going to be problems. Here, those problems prove tragic. It's our story for this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
May 31st, 1889. 51 inches of rain in 1 month was about to break the South Fork Dam near Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Manager Colonel Unger and a young civil engineer named Johnny Park worked to save the dam and ultimately warn those downriver.
Colonel Unger says to Johnny Park, "Take my horse and ride down to South Fork. Send this message. South Fork Dam is becoming dangerous and may possibly go. Prepare for the worst." So Park climbs on his horse and he rides down into South Fork. Well, he doesn't know anyone in South Fork, so he hails this fellow. And so Park hands him this message, and he says, "Well, take that up into the tower and have the telegraph operator telegraph this message down to Johnstown."
Gregory Zaborowski shares the story from Johnstown National Historic Site.
The people in Johnstown didn't feel that they were in danger because they were 14 miles away. They felt that the water, by the time it reached Johnstown, would dissipate. And remember, in the 1860s, when the dam had broke and there was leakage, there wasn't hardly any damage to Johnstown.
The dam simply disintegrated. It took 45 minutes for the lake to empty.
At one point, they say that the water had reached a height of 110 feet. It was going at different speeds, too. Some say it was traveling at 100 miles an hour. You got 20 million tons of water traveling at 100 miles an hour to slowing down to 10 miles an hour. But when it started to reach Johnstown and the valley widened, the water was traveling at about 40 miles an hour and it was at a height of about 40 feet.
That wall of water was now thundering toward Johnstown. More next time as we travel the countryside in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McCrae.